This is program number LW2316. Well, it's a true story. It happened many years ago. Hi, this is Larry West. Once upon a time, there was an extremely wealthy man. He owned lots of property, had lots of money. But the thing he treasured the most was his elaborate art possessions. He had paintings by the greatest artists the world has ever known. Well, the man had one son. He and the boy were the only members of his family, and he loved the boy with extraordinary love. But in late adolescence, the boy fell sick and died. Well, this rich father grieved far more than what seemed the ordinary measure. He took the tragedy so hard that even he himself died, some say, of a broken heart. Before he died, though, he made out a will. In the will, he said he wanted all of his vast possessions to be sold by auction. The strange thing about the will, though, was that he stipulated that an oil painting of his son was to be the first item offered by the auctioneer. Now, unlike the other paintings, this one was not a masterpiece. It was not something collectors would necessarily count as a treasure. The day of the auction came, and large crowds gathered to bid on the other stuff on the widely reputed collection of art. And so, in keeping with the proviso of the will, the auctioneer placed the first item up for bid, the boy's portrait. Now, no one there knew the boy. They hadn't any special feelings for him. The picture was not necessarily a fine work of art, it was just a picture of a boy, so no one bid. Well, actually, there was one, just one. An old black servant in the man's household had loved the boy, so he raised an old feeble hand and placed a 75-cent bid on the picture. "Sold," said the auctioneer, wanting to get the necessary out of the way so they could move on to the valuable merchandise. Before he could move on, though, a man stepped up to the platform and immediately stopped the bidding. It was then that the official informed the auctioneer and everyone else present that the will of that wealthy father said that the person who loved the son enough to buy his portrait would be the one to receive everything else in the father's house. There's got to be a moral to that story. Isn't it this? Love the son, get the prize. That's what heaven is all about. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish, but should get the prize. You know, I spend a lot of time traveling around the country, speaking in various places where my programs are part of radio stations' daily schedules. And I spend a lot of time talking with people. A lot of people tell me, sure, they're going to make it. Heaven is theirs. And I ask them, how do you know? What makes you think you're going to get in? And you know what the answers are I get? Well, I hear things like, well, I'm a good father, I'm a good mother, I pay my debts, I haven't killed anybody, I haven't robbed a single bank, I've never kidnapped a person in my life. Now, they say I've done some things I'm not all that proud of, but I think as long as the two adults are consenting, it's all right, no one got hurt. I don't know. Maybe you feel that way. Maybe you feel that you're going to get the prize because basically you're a good person. Got a question for you. Where does the son fit in all of this? You see, with God, to get the prize, you've got to love the son. In fact, it's just as the Bible says, no one goes to the Father except by the son. It doesn't matter how, so to speak, good you are. You can't get the prize without loving the son. And I say you've got to love the son. You know, there are a lot of honest and sincere people who believe that, well, as long as you are honest and sincere, it doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter what you do. You can do what you want to do just as long as you, according to anybody's definition, love the Son. You know what the Father's Son says about that, though? He says, it's right there in the Bible, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. So you see, it does matter what you believe. It does matter what you do. It matters what you don't do. You don't love him without keeping his commandments. Now, to get the prize, you've got to love the Son. And when you love the Son, you obey what he says to do. You obey his commandments. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I'd love to send to you. It talks about these commandments. If you love the Son, you will obey. Write me for it and give this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.